I also want to give a disclaimer that nothing that I say has anything to do with any of the authority that I'm under at all, okay? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We all function under imperfect authority. Think about a husband who's asking his wife that, hey, you know what? We need to cash in our retirement and start investing in cryptocurrency. Cash it all out. IRA, Roth IRA gone. Let's get into crypto. And just think about the wife who maybe sees that as unwise, and how is she supposed to function? Or think about maybe a husband really wants to homeschool the kids, and the wife really wants to send the kids to a really good private school. And how are they going to function? Or think about a church group who comes back from a conference and wants to start a new ministry, but maybe not everybody is on board with that. Or think about the child who wants to go to a youth group activity, and the parents say no, and the child is trying to function under their authority, and maybe they're making a really wise decision, or maybe it is an imperfect decision. I want you to think about those different examples, and there's going to be some discussion time where I want to interact with you a little bit throughout this session. So let's talk about the contemporary views of authority first. There are various views on human authority. One view is that the leader is always correct. Sometimes we can get into hero worship. You can get a little bit extreme, where you think, you know what, the person in charge, they seem like they got it all together, they can do no wrong, the leader is always correct, and you don't think about maybe they're going to make unwise, imperfect decisions, and you don't even think about how to function under that. You always think they're going to be always right. Or maybe a bit more extreme in a postmodern world, you distrust everything. All forms of authority are bad. And is it safe to say in our culture we're leaning more towards, I don't want to have any authority over me at all? And so oftentimes we'll see, you know what, I don't want to even think about functioning under imperfect authority. I don't want to function under any authority. And if it is, it has got to be perfect. It's got to never mess up, and that's the only reason that I will do it. And if you get into the impersonal view of authority, why do people want to be in authority? Why do people want to be in charge? Power. I think oftentimes when I have that power, I have that authority, maybe there's a level of self-trust that I don't really trust anybody else. I'm the one who has to do it right. And so I like authority as long as I am the one in authority. And so how do we function under imperfect authority rather than I want to have authority because I believe I can do it perfectly? And we know that no one can, but oftentimes we can get deceived thinking I'm the only one who can really protect myself, make the best decision, and someone above me, I don't want to function under their imperfect authority. Now there's lots of reasons and heart motives for not submitting to authority that fails. The inner logic, the narrative of why do we do the things we do is there's usually a reason. When people don't want to submit to someone else's authority, maybe one of the reasons are, well, that person doesn't listen to me. They don't value my input. They don't value my expertise. And so they don't listen to me. And then what's the logic? Therefore, I don't have to listen to them. They don't get my feedback. Therefore, their words do not have weight with me. Maybe you actually know about a topic better than somebody else, and the person in authority is just simply not making the correct decision, objectively, at least in your view, and I don't have to follow people in authority if they make the wrong decision. Or maybe there's going to be bad results. Maybe they're making a good decision in one regard, but I'm going to have to suffer. They're going to make a decision where I have to work harder, put in more hours, suffer financially, or just in general make my life more difficult, and therefore I can justify not listening to them because of the results are going to be odious in my life. There's lots of reasons and heart motives. Now, the point of this lecture, this session is so that we can help other people, as well as ourselves, minister to others to help them function under imperfect authority. Rather than try to change other people, so much of counseling is trying to change and grow ourselves. You see, these reasons, these motives, inevitably lead to action. We do what we do because we want what we want. We're motivated to function in a certain way because the mouth speaks from that which fills the heart. So the point is, how do we help our counselees, people we're discipling, people we're mentoring, get to the heart of submitting to imperfect authority? Now, it's easy to submit when authority does what you like. But what are some difficult situations? I listed a few. What are some difficult situations you've observed? Maybe not you personally, or maybe you personally, but how do you see situations in our culture, in our life, that tend to be difficult to submit to? What have you observed? This is a little interactive time. What was that? Speaking to, because they're all unjust, right? I was going perfectly the speed limit. But yeah, what if it was a speed trap and they got me right when I'm passing, going over the hill, and it feels a little bit like, ah. What else? What else? Yeah, so there's different leadership styles. Some are super, super relational. Some are a bit more task-oriented. And I really like one, but I really struggle with the other. Good, good. Yes, when someone has hurt me, sinned against me, failed me, it's really hard to follow their leadership later when there's a history, when there's a past. Absolutely, absolutely. We remember that. What was that? Yeah, when people are maybe they're not equally yoked or they're not going in the same direction, and how am I going to follow when I know it goes against or it's going to be really difficult? We're not lined up with the same purpose. I saw or heard somebody else. Yes, yes. When you're saying you don't even shave yet, and you're going to help me understand the wisdom of life when you've experienced half of the years I have, and so yeah, processing someone younger. And that's why it's so important to ultimately go back to the Word of God that's older than all of us. But it's sometimes harder to take wisdom from someone where we're like, does they have wisdom? And often younger folks or older folks have so much to give, but it's that heart that's going to be under someone else who's maybe imperfect. Yes. Yeah, and I think because I don't want to listen to somebody else, because they're probably going to be imperfect, and they can't speak into my life, and we're talking about the authority, imperfect authority. And so it's difficult, especially when someone makes a different decision than what I want. Now, the curse of sin guarantees that all human authority will fail in one way or another. Apart from Christ, there is no perfect leadership. Now, can anybody give me some examples, some bad biblical examples? Does that make sense? Bad biblical examples? Examples in the Bible where there's bad or sinful authority. Nero. Yeah, that's good. Pharaoh and Nero. Yeah, yeah. Nebuchadnezzar, absolutely. You must bow down to the statue. Yeah, absolutely. Nero, as well as Pharaoh. David and Bathsheba, terrible leadership, absolutely. King Saul, yeah. King Saul, the fascinating one with King Saul is when he wanted to, in 1 Samuel 22, he wanted to kill all of the priests of, remember what town? Of Nob. Do you know why he wanted to kill them all? Because I believe it was Ahimelech gave a sword, gave Goliath a sword, and gave some bread, the showbread that was being taken away from the presence, to give to David. And so they helped David. And so Saul wanted to kill all the priests at Nob. And the guards wouldn't do it. They wouldn't submit to his sinful authority. And he turned to Doeg the Edomite, and he killed 85 people. So Saul using his authority in a sinful way for sure. David, another example of David is numbering the people when that was forbidden, and the people suffered because of his poor, bad authority. And we talked about